KXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. This report involves details that may be upsetting for some listeners. Prosecutors are asking to keep former state senator Justin Eichhorn in jail until his trial after he allegedly lied in court and attempted to obstruct the investigation into his attempt to solicit a minor for paid sex. Chelsea Perkins gives us the most recent update.
In a motion filed Sunday seeking to reopen his detention hearing, Acting U.S. Attorney Lisa J. Kirkpatrick says since his arrest, Eichhorn has lied about having a gun in his St. Paul apartment and sought help from a, quote, close associate to remove a laptop from that residence. The FBI also located a factory reset cell phone after searching the apartment, which investigators say could indicate an attempt to erase digital evidence. Eichhorn was arrested March 17th after authorities say he attempted to buy sex from an undercover officer he believed to be a 17-year-old offering prostitution services. The Grand Rapids Republican resigned from the Senate 3 days later. He faces one felony federal charge of agreeing to hire a person under 18 years old for prostitution, which carries a maximum penalty of 15 years. He is set to appear again in court on Wednesday, at which time he was originally expected to be released to a halfway house once a bed became available. Prosecutors are arguing that instead, he should remain incarcerated because he poses a flight risk and a danger to the community. The motion says, quote, his conduct strongly suggests a willingness and actual steps taken to frustrate the ongoing child sex investigation into his conduct. Those steps include jail phone calls to arrange for an unnamed female associate to travel from Grand Rapids to retrieve a laptop that the FBI later found inside a red bag on a counter in the apartment. A handgun and ammunition were also found inside the bag, along with the reset cell phone, $1,000 cash, and an SD card. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
At least five new candidates have joined the two early comers in announcing their intentions to run for Senate District 6. Governor Tim Walz is expected to formally announce the seat vacant on Tuesday. Now running as Republicans are Jennifer Carnahan, Josh Gazelka, Dr. John Howe, Doug Kern, and Angel Zierden. They join Republican Kerry Heintzman and DFLer Emily LeClaire, the only Democrat in the race thus far. Carnahan is the newly elected mayor of Nisswa and the former chair of the Minnesota Republican Party. She says the Minnesota Senate needs someone who knows what it's like to run a small business and take care of a family while working hard every day to get ahead. Her candidacy drew swift criticism from Minnesota Democrats. In 2021, she resigned from her party leadership role amid a firestorm over workplace harassment and her ties to a GOP donor later convicted of child sex trafficking. Josh Gazelka of the Brainerd Lakes area is the son of former Republican Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka. Josh most recently ran a cidery on Highway 371 north of Baxter. Dr. John Howe is a retired Grand Rapids veterinarian practice owner who ran for House District 6A in 2022 before losing the party endorsement race to current Representative Ben Davis. Doug Kern is a conservative activist from rural Brainerd and a township supervisor who challenged and lost to Representative Josh Heintzman in the House 6B primary in 2022. Angel Zierden is the former mayor of Breezy Point who opted not to seek re-election last year and a small business owner. Find more about all of these candidates at our website, kaxe.org. The winter sports season has come to a close, but Northern Minnesota finished strong at the boys' basketball state tournament. Megan Buffington has the update.
Northern Minnesota's Tiger teams had just a bit less luck this year than last. The Class A defending champs Cherry are this year's runner-up, losing to Dawson Boyd in the finals. In a rematch of last year's semifinal, the Cherry Tigers beat the Nevis Tigers to advance to the championship. Nevis took home the bronze last year, but this time lost in the third-place game. In their first-ever state tourney appearance, the Red Lake County Rebels finished third. Pequot Lakes also fared worse than last season. The Patriots were crushed by Montevideo in the first round of the consolation bracket, which they had won just last year. There's a lull in the action for high school activities now as the spring season kicks off. We'll be back with Northern Minnesota results in late April with the state speech meet. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.